No one suggested that the scientists were dishonest. It was just that they, quite naturally, had a strong tendency to find data that would support their beliefs. The same tendency is observable in almost every controversial area of science today. The fight over race and intelligence, the argument about nuclear energy, and so on. It is only occasionally that the finagle factor turns into pure dishonesty. One example seems to be the research of Cyril Burt, the British scientist whose studies were used to support the belief that intelligence is mostly inherited. It now appears that Burt invented not only a good part of his results, but also made up two co-workers whose names appear on his scientific papers. The moral that Gould draws from his study of Morton is not that scientists are wicked, but that they are just human beings, like the rest of us, and so should be put subject to doubt, like the rest of us. The culprit in this tale is a naive belief that pure objectivity can be obtained by human beings rooted in cultural traditions of shared belief, and a consequent failure of self-examination, Gould said. In other words, listen to what science has to say, but never get far away from a grain of salt.